Hey y'all, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
It is SW Podcast.
It's Wednesday, March 9th. So, and it's 2022, y'all. So, we are into the
this is the second week of March.
Second week?
It's the first full week. We go, so, baby. Like, how y'all feeling out here in this audience?
How y'all doing? Welcome to March. Welcome to SW Podcast. Welcome to Pisces season, baby, because it is in full effect and full bloom. We're near toward the end. Once we get past next week, we'll be going toward the end of Pisces season and jumping into Aries. But for right now, we're gonna continue to heat it up for Pisces seasons. We got a very great topic for y'all today that we're gonna be jumping into, Queen and I, and we're gonna also give you all our quote of the day, like we always do, and just have a little conversation and some fun. So, give us a second. We're gonna get everything situated real quick. Cause Queen, why you froze up? Can you see me? All right, we'll come back to that. So whenever Queenie jump back on, I'm just letting you know, we're going to get into it and get into the conversation of the day. But we got a very interesting quote of the day today. We have, there she go. We got our topic of the day. And our topic today is dating young, dating old. Dating younger, dating older. And it's going to be a very interesting. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go live today on Instagram. Hopefully they can hear Queen on here real good today because I want everything to pick up. But, yeah, we're going to go live. Yeah, it's time to go live.
All the way live, Negroes.
So, y'all know what Wednesday is for us. And, We always appreciate our guests, our supporters, everybody who tunes in on the lives or either goes back and watches the videos or listens to the videos. We appreciate you. One thing about it, we appreciate it.
All of y'all. Don't know who some of y'all is, but we appreciate you.
So today we're gonna get into a wonderful discussion that has been. It's not just been a discussion that has been around town recently. We've been kind of talking about it, like at work. He goes soon as we get into the show. Here go E.
Be on it, boy. You must got your alert on, baby.
My dog subscribed.
I love it.
My dog subscribed.
That part.
So,
hit the subscribe button.
That's right. Hit that subscribe button. But seriously, though, I need to drop it in the comments. I don't know what E talk about because the women Pisces are dope. I hear a lot of things about our male Pisces. I don't got nothing negative to say about my people because of my people. But
I never dealt with a Pisces male before.
But I know that they can be very interesting species because a lot of male Pisces are my friends and we're friendly because we could never do anything beyond friendship.
Yeah.
Two of the same people, but I think that even with us being two of the same, that men are very egotistical anyway, it's going to come off a little bit more different and more aggressive with a man, and women tend to like shy away from that. So yeah, what's going on, Kels? What's popping, homie?
Hey, Kels.
Hey, Kels.
Appreciate you watching.
So we're going to jump into the quote of the day today, and that is, let's jump into that quote. When you really love someone, age, distance, height, weight are just numbers. Author unknown.
That's true. Sometimes even looks don't even matter. Just depends.
Queen, why you doing
it? It depends, though, Queen. It really do depend. Now, I'm like, I always tell people, I never had a drop down. He handsome to me, but he might not be handsome to everybody else. Statistically, he might not be handsome at all. But one thing I do know that I have seen, that nigga might not be handsome, but once you get him, he handsome to everybody because they want him because you got
him. Now that's true. Just like some women become prettier when they get with some handsome men. Like people accentuate each other, they compliment each other very, very well. So I could definitely go for that. Queen said that sometimes looks don't even matter. So the quote was, when you really love someone, age, distance, height, weight are just numbers. And Queen said, and sometimes looks don't matter. And when the breakdown of that, you know, is very, very understandable. I can accept that breakdown because it does. It does, because like a person start looking a whole lot better to other people when certain people with them.
Because, baby, when you with me, I'm a dog. I'm going to dress you up. You're going to be... I'm going to make them want to want you. Because I'm on your arm. So we got to both... If I'm looking good, my mate got to be looking good. Period.
Yeah. And we're going to compliment each other very, very well. So,
Very well.
That's conclusive. We know that. So, but when you do love someone, though, I can definitely say, and most times age, the time or distance that you all have apart from each other, the height, weight, some of those things will not matter to some people. To some people, it will. But to some people, their preferences tend to change. And I will say preferences tend to change as you get older, as your body changes, as your health changes, like different life situations can tend to make you change what you'll accept and who you won't accept. So, yeah.
Now, height, I got to go back. Height, baby, I'm 5'9" and a half. So, baby, you...
Well, you married, so...
Yeah, you need to be... Look, mine's... I think me and T, we might be the... He might be 5. He might not. He might be 6 foot at all. But you know, I wear heels, so I still be tall.
Yeah, you tall anyway.
So I'm tall anyway. But baby, like when them short dudes used to be trying to talk to me, I'd be like, baby, I ain't even gonna let you do yourself like that because I can't even give you the time of the day. You too short. I can't see myself walking in the room with you.
Nah.
That ain't gonna work. I'm 5'9", you just 5'5", baby, no.
We're just not going to do it. And I just want to say I want to go back to this part right here when E said this. E, I'm on your neck by this comment. Just know that.
No, I don't agree with you on that because E, what you are, Libra? Yeah. Y'all Libra men, woo. Nah, you can't be talking about the Pisces because, see, Pisces, they're my folks. Even though I'm a Capricorn, Pisces is my peoples now because we intertwine, we connect good with one another.
We connect good. Kels, I almost told you to go to hell. But it's true. It's true. I'll keep the dynamic.
Oh, my Lord, Kels. Oh, my Lord.
Certain people. Certain it is small things come in big. I mean,
we know that, Kels. We know that.
But he had that, like, he had to voice it, though, child.
I mean, look, Kels, my bad, bro. My bad.
Yeah. Child, he had to tell you that hype don't count.
My bad, bro. But men like that too. When I notice with men, especially men that's tall, they like those short women. I hear some men say they don't want no woman that's 5'9" or tall. If they
pick them up and do little,
they want them short. And I always look at like basketball players. They wives be like 5'5", 5'5", 5'6", and I'm like, why you got this little short little thing to the ground, and you 6'6", 6'7", and all of that? Like, but
But that is, it's just something that people, it's just preferences.
Like, yeah, well, all these children short.
It's some women, that are tall that'll date short men. They'll actually do it. I've seen it out in person, in public.
Yeah.
So it happens. People like what they like now, but the quote stands. Who is this? Right. Kels said he is 5'2". And Kels, how tall are you?
How tall are you, Kels?
And then Ann say fun size. It is. Like, people literally enjoy smaller packages when they real big.
To each his own.
So yeah, it is. And I that word fun size is always so fun to me. It's funny to me. It's so true.
Oh my God. Fun size. Okay.
5'11". Oh yeah, Kels, you like them fun size then.
All right, Kels, you 5'11". I'm going to see next time, is you 5'11", Kels. I'll be seeing you soon because Queen birthday comes. So now, I'll be seeing you soon.
Those of y'all on my on the IG, on SW Podcast IG, if you can't hear Queen real good, let me know so I can turn it up a little bit more for y'all so y'all can hear her instead of just hearing me. But thank y'all for tuning in over here on IG. Appreciate y'all. So what Ann say? She say, long as I'm not going to see a man about a horse and end up with a pig and a black. Listen. That's some of the most disturbing things to happen to a person. That is not cool.
Just hope he know how to use his mouth good.
That's gonna be the last time you see him. That's gonna be the last time you see him, and that's all he can do for you. What's up, Joe?
Hey, that's Joe. What's up, bro?
You see his ass. Ain't nobody with that, Kels. You could say damn still. Kels, listen. Ain't nobody with that. What? Joe say? Y'all is wildin'. Put that thing in that plate. Okay, see though.
That mouth work, baby.
I don't care about that though. Like, I don't care how good your mouth work is. If you ain't got nothing to follow up with that, you never hear about seeing me again. Hearing from me again, there's no repeat circumstances with that.
No repeats.
Never even happened.
Appreciate you. It was good. It was fun while it lasted, but I gotta go.
No, the fuck they don't.
Oh my God.
I ain't gonna even do it, so I'm gonna skip that, Joe. I'm gonna skip that. Bing bong.
Edge.
It don't matter. I think what's just funny about that though, sis, is you will know, to me personally, I used to think that dudes that like that eat for a long go, you know. Ooh, sorry, I said eat.
Yeah, you did say eat. For you did. That will pleasure you, and dudes the other one.
You know, when they pleasure you, I used to think that if you dining for a long time, you was wee wee, little wee wee. Like, I thought that, but grown men. They love to beat I now.
Yeah. Because that older man want to please you before he even be pleased. And some don't even want to be pleased. They just want to please you.
Oh, Angie, I know you want to talk about the girl. We know that. I know that. I knew you weren't bing bonging for that. Kels, you love to pleasure is what you mean. You love to pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, Kels just put it out there, baby. Like, yeah, look, y'all is really, really wild in the day in these comments. Y'all is really wild in the day. Which I live for the comments. But Jesus, make sure you say this is not for kids to be watching. This is not for kids to be watching at all. Come on now.
Joe said help my face skin glow.
Oh. Well, all righty then. Not everybody's on though, Joe. So everybody at juices and bears right. Down there ain't no good, this, Joe.
We're talking about cleanliness. We talk and on this show we speak of cleanly. We speak of clean palates.
We hope so, baby.
Y'all got me tripping over here. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and jump.
I know someone that got some elixir. If the females need some elixir to make that stuff feel like yeah.
Well, peaches, pineapples, bananas.
Especially pineapple. I can't. Hell no, Joe. Woo, Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Joe.
Yo, and you know what? It's a chick that make feminine products, black chick, and that's what she called. One of hers is called that.
Oh, God. Okay. God damn, that was funny.
I'm just twiddling my thumbs.
It's just funny that Joe. What did I come back to? And then Joe.
Well,
I'm dead. Joe said his beard just grew a little bit. Talk about it.
Oh my God.
So the topic, dating younger, dating older. First of all, based on our comment section, has anybody dated anybody that's 7 years or more older than them? Or 7 years or more younger than them?
I done dated 7 years older than me. I was 20. I was like 21, 22. He was like 7, 8 years older than me. Something about that. Not a lot.
So you dated someone that was older than you by how many years, Queen?
He was about 7 or 8 years older than me.
And what would you say? And so explain, could you give
us a little bit? Very different. But see, I was still, I wasn't numbered like 21. So, I had been with my kid's dad since high school. I had just had Zoe and stuff. So it was kind of very nice, sweet guy, very into my 21-year-old self at the time he was. But it was scary for me. Cause I was so used to Kevin. So okay, date somebody, and then he had been married before too. So even with that, all of that too,
he was more mature.
Everything had all his together, all of it.
So okay, pin that.
But it was scary to me.
I want to come into that because that's one of the things that they're discussing that we're going to actually run through when we talk about younger women dating older men. Wait, hold on. It's a comment that just dropped in my comment section that had made my heart drop. Let me take a sip of water.
Take a sip of water. Right.
The comment now. Whew. Hold on. Wait. Okay. There we go.
Oh my God. He's
26 years older than me.
What?
I'm coming back to that because we're not going to skip right past that like you ain't just say what you just said. Older by 11 years, I'm about to ready to give him back to the street.
Oh, Jesus. 11, you about to give him back?
Damn, Lonnie. Lonnie says sure did.
Lonnie.
Don say, wait a minute, I'm missing it. Don say, Deanna. And say 26, insert Soulja Boy meme. No lie, y'all.
26 years? Well, damn, how old were you? Was this recently?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
26 years. Now I don't know about. I don't know if I could go that far. That's but you never know.
Oh, that's Nitra. I'm sorry. That's Nitra. The Nitra. That's a good question. That's a very good question.
Yeah, like how old were you?
So okay, let me go back to the I should have pinned that comment that I made.
That comment.
I gotta go way back up here to find it, child. It's so many. Y'all done put so many comments on here.
I be y'all going in today on the comment section.
The comment said, has anyone dated anyone 7 years older or younger than them? Now I want y'all to keep responding to that, but I want y'all to also tell me, I got questions. Lonnie, now you haven't responded to us and told us how old you were and how old with that old ass man, because you had to be in your 20s and he was in his late 40s or close to 50s. So give it to us now. Give it to us.
Don't tell me you date him now and he's 60 something.
Okay. Lonnie, come back and let us know though. Okay. She was 21. Okay. 21. Wow.
21, Lonnie.
You was fresh on the streets.
Lonnie, you must kept that on the DL from your sisters.
I don't know. I ain't heard about that one.
That was on the dialogue.
He say Lonnie was going for the Social Security. Joe say Lonnie was going in on that man.
Look, that fresh pee.
Okay, well, so 26, so he was in his 40s. Now she talking about something is better left unsaid. Okay, so this is some of the things that we've determined while researching. Because y'all know we got to get into the statistics, because that's how y'all get more of y'all conversation going. Because we got to talk about those statistics. So, okay, we got a lot of things dropping in. I'm gonna drop all the comments on here. I'm gonna drop them all as we talk, okay? First thing, is it more fun to date someone younger than you? Are one of the reasons, does it remind you of your youthfulness, or does it remind you of your youthfulness in general? Like, does dating them make you feel young again, or do you not need them to make them feel young again? You just want somebody who's younger. Are you looking to settle down with somebody older than you? That's another question. Would you settle down holistically with someone that's older than you if you are in a position to date someone that has their life together? Because a lot of times it depends on where people are in their life. So my question to you all is, are you willing to date someone? Oh, we got another one. I was 21 talking to a 40-year-old.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, y'all. Jesus.
y'all came out on that money tip. Oh, no. We was just always told about worms.
Yeah, don't sit on his lap. Get pregnant.
Wait, say that question till we come through back to that. Okay.
That's,
yeah, that's good though. I've never intentionally dated someone because of their age. Not because of their age, but just attracted to them at some point. And then you find out they older, younger, it don't make you not date them anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, if their age isn't to the point where it's disgusting, then if you didn't stop dating them, then it, you know, age didn't matter. But for you, you say you never intentionally dated someone because of their age, and that's understandable. So this is we're gonna talk about how a younger man can be attracted to an older woman, or if you're the younger person in the relationship, and we're gonna talk about how you can be what are some of the things that make you attracted to that older person. One of the things that was listed was that they're attracted to the experience of the older person.
That's true.
Yeah. The experience. And Don, okay, this is Don really this time, not the Detra. All right. Because I seen the D Smith on the other one, thought that was Don. It's, she said she dated somebody 14 years younger, but it's been cool thus far. These numbers is high.
Tell y'all sisters about this before she get on this stage. Y'all giving her some new information that she ain't nobody.
I don't give a damn. This is how you find that stuff. I don't. Some things ain't gonna come up in conversation because we just ain't talking about it. But this is interesting because it gives me, like, you know, feedback on the topic too, because I'm learning.
Let me see. Have I dated somebody young? I have dated somebody younger than me. It didn't last that long. Maturity.
I've only dated somebody that was a year younger than me, so that, to me, that ain't fair.
But you was a liar, and I don't do good.
Oh, the person you was dating was a liar.
Yeah, he was a liar. So that little 6 months little thing, that was just what it was.
And Joe, I said the same thing to Joe today. It's a one older lady that Joe need to go on knock down real quick, but we ain't gonna talk about it.
They be on you, Joe.
On his grown man. More than his age group. Well, that's different. That's different. And then when younger men that are dating older women that got their life together, it makes them also get their life together and keep it together because they want to keep up with that, with their older woman. It speaks to their ego. So when a young person is in a relationship with an older person, the older person feel like this is helpful to their ego.
Wow.
That.
Wow. That's different. Male and female?
This is more for the male. The male, because the male feels like, I pulled me an older one. I got her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't, a woman ain't really thinking about it that way. A woman ain't looking at it as if, you know, I pulled me an older one. A lot of times women are a little bit more shame, like, oh man, I'm talking to this older man, dog. But I'm just gonna talk to him though. You know,
he
just,
and then it depends on his, that older man's status too.
It does. And say his experience and his wife.
Yeah. That's what that depends on when it comes down to us females and stuff dating an older guy.
I definitely did text him about that earlier today, about that older lady he need to knock down.
Who the old queen want you, Joe? They on you like that, bruh.
But yeah, so we got another comment that said, I dated somebody younger than me and I could hit him in the back of the neck with a hammer. I had to slow down because I didn't know what I was finna fucking read.
With a hammer?
You was ready to commit murder.
Yeah, I hope you left him alone.
If people get me to thinking crazy, then I gotta stop messing with you.
No, I can't be dealing with you on that tip.
Egos involved both ways. So Dawn, that's a good comment. I like that. So do women, older women, are they, do they ego get boosted when they date somebody who younger, just like older men ego get boosted when they date somebody, date a younger woman?
That's interesting.
Because if it's egotistical, like if it boosts your ego, that you pulled you somebody younger. Is that what it is? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how that work? I like that. I like that she said it goes both ways with the ego with that.
Look at Joe talking about I want children.
So ages me now. Yes, I know, Joe. Now that's a good, and that's good. I didn't off the train with it early. I left it alone, Joe.
Well, it's something out here, Joe, and they 50s having babies now, honey.
But that man don't want, he want his kid to better run around with his mom, with the mama. Not be tired all the time. So reasons why older men date younger women. Now, this is a little more interesting. This is a little more interesting for me. Okay. Older men can handle relationships better as they age.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with that.
That's true.
I totally agree with that. I think that an older man that, especially depending on how we're talking about older, we're not talking about just somebody who you 19 and you date somebody 36.
Nah, we're talking about older.
They have his shit together compared to you at 19, but somebody who, you know, is older in their 40s and close to their 50s, they're a little bit more settled. That's when we're talking about older right now. All right. So, Quint, we're going to come back to that question. Save it. I forgot what it was anyway. Just save it.
Oh, I'm on my other phone, so I can't save it because I'm on the other phone.
No, I'm talking about Quint. I told Quint to save his question. Yeah. And Don said it definitely plays a part both ways. So, ego does play a part. I like that. Okay. So, I think it is true that... that older man can handle relationships better because they've been in relationships. Some of them have been married. Some of them have children. Some of them, they got a lot going on to kind of
they got
like,
a lot going on.
Yeah, they've had a lot of experience. We got another comment that said curiosity is the beginning of your love light too. See if the person who they are at the end of the day, age don't define a person. Exactly. So, which is why we put the quote of the day up and what that said, because age does not
define any
of it. But and only thing that really matters is what that person is, the happiness they help provide for you. What you look for in a person. If you content with who you dealing with, it don't matter what nobody else say. And it's not the age that is going to ever determine happiness or love.
Oh, love. Yeah. That's all on you.
As we get older, we should be more disciplined and have our lives together. Exactly. So that's why people are attracted to stability. You, a younger woman, she 25, 26, and the man 42, 43. She ain't just looking at him like, oh, this somebody I'm going to just completely die with. She looking at him, this man gonna be stable. He gonna help me get to where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Situated in life.
Some babies together.
Some babies. We'll be straight. All that. Yeah, that man ain't. And that leads to the next one: more professional stability. You look a man that at that age is definitely very inclined to be in his profession, in his career. Got many things, multiple streams of income coming in.
He already got a house, all that stuff. Retirement, like he's set, he's ready. So if he go before you set.
Correct.
But you know what? my uncle, which is my aunt husband, he was an older guy. he was the same age my grandma. Same age my grandma already had. A family before had like, I want to say my uncle had like 12 kids, his first marriage. But I mean, really took care of my aunt. My aunt didn't have anything to worry about. Like she was a director over a daycare center. She did her thing, but he did his thing. She ain't have nothing to worry about. When she got home from work, food done, all of that. And he worked himself, but he was older, getting ready to retire in some years after they got together. But, you know, it worked for some people. Some people it don't.
It's starting to work for a lot of people. We got another comment. And like I said in the beginning, when I before I read this comment, I on the post that I put up to actually go into details about this show, I said that dating older, dating younger is nothing new. This has been going on since the beginning of time. You've always had where back then older men were marrying and having children from younger women, people who could produce their babies, leave a legacy, da 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 da. So now you're just seeing more on the other end now that younger, older women are doing the same thing. It doesn't make it wrong. It don't make it definitely, we ain't talking about making it wrong or right. We're talking about literally, have you done it? What are the disadvantages and the advantages of it? What are the perks of it? What are the things that made you realize that that your situation with this person made you happy? So we got another comment. Sim, this is my mother's comment through Sim. A younger woman has the advantage over the older man. The older man needs to do what he needs to do to keep the younger woman no matter what, period, Pooh. Oh, okay then. Okay.
Come on, moms.
That's a very good comment. And that's a lot of things that we'll do. So that brings us to our next point. A lot of older women date younger men because of the adventures, the advantageousness, the things that they can do differently that older men don't want to do. But then an older man is dating the younger woman for some of the same reasons.
Same reasons.
Because sometimes in marriages, you get old people growing older together. And they start getting stuck in their ways. They ain't doing new things. Mm-hmm. And somebody in the relationship is a little bit more outside than the other one. So since that is the case, I don't know what's happening right now. Since that is the case, all we can say to that is that whatever made those people happy in choosing their particular situation, it worked for them. And we know that. It works for them. Let's see what the next comment is. I see younger men more on their shit than these days than older guys who stuck in their ways. Okay, then. That's a good comment. And say, you gotta see. And I think a lot of times, a lot of young men do have a lot of, they have a lot of
insecurities.
Not as far as getting their stuff together. You got if a lot of younger men that are focused and have their lives together, it's because they have people that they are been around that have shown them how to do those things. Because I was having a conversation with someone earlier, and I said I've been working in office settings since I was 14 years old, so I learned different things in different key ways how to, you know, use manipulative words because of what I learned in these settings. I was around older women all the time. I see people dressed up every single day. They life together, they shit together. They talking about their husbands, their children. I'm 14. I'm learning so much. So what you pick up along the way is going to prepare you for when you get older. And these younger men are in positions to where they're dating these older women and they're learning things along the way as well. What does this comment say? It honestly be the people we don't want that want us, but the ones who good for us, we don't want. That comment is very, very valid.
Yeah, it's true.
This particular conversation, but I like that comment though, Quint. Thank you for sharing that. You still talking about that old earlier damn situation you posted about, I'm gonna kick your ass. Some of the younger generation retire faster than these men in corporate world. Mindset is both in parties and everything. Okay, one thing about it, baby, Dawn is on her stands, but you are not. She got pull and backup and receipts for why she chose the date she chose. I like it. You know what I'm saying? Because she got
to find, you got to choose what's best for me.
A lot of people don't have any evidence why they do stuff. They just be doing stuff.
Yeah. You got to choose what's best for you and what's going to make you complete at the end of the day.
Right.
And that's what's important.
That's so all.
No matter what age it is, baby, if that's what's going to make you complete, baby, well, go with it.
Child, they cut our live video off and they said our video was removed for bullying, hate speech. What the fuck we see?
What? On YouTube, on Instagram.
Girl, I don't know why I worry about that. That's why I'll go live with them.
That's but, crazy.
Next point. A man that's older is more sexually evolved.
That's not always true. That's not always true.
No, it's not always true, but that's they're saying that true. These are some of the reasons why younger women date older men. It ain't always true, but these are some of the key reasons. This some of the key reasons why they do it. And I'm 30. Never
mind. Yeah, I know what I know. I learned a lot from the one that I was dealing with. Even when I went back to the baby daddy, he was like, "You've been dating somebody else because you weren't like this when me and you were together. So somebody then caught you. Some sure did appreciate it." So just depends. It just depends.
It does depend. It is, Joe. They big ones. I feel as though older men date younger for the thrill. Seem like now younger is more mature than the older. That yeah, because times are changing. Like we I see all the time now when I be like, damn, like. These men acting like they did when we was in my 20s, in my 30s. Like, how is somebody 43, 44 acting like they 21, 22? And I ain't talking about in the mature way of acting like they 21 and 22. I'm talking about literally going back in time to where, like, nothing matters no more. I just want to just hunch people, and that's it. What's your standard?
Some people don't have it. Some people don't have no standard. Some people don't have no standards at all.
He says the pandemic.
But we'll blame it on that, dear. Blame it on that, dear. Blame it on that, dear.
Not the damn pandemic. I don't know. It did a lot. A lot of things have changed within the last couple of years. That's why I say I'm not really interested in dating nobody right now because it's too much going on. And people, but I did run into somebody who was older that got like a whole lot of sense in their conversation, and I was like, "Oh my God, that's different." Because these people are full of shit these days, and I'm sorry to say, but that's
able to have that conversation, that combo got to be flowing, baby. It got to be flowing. We got to be able to talk everything. Now we just talking and it get dull and dry. That's a sign that we need to go ahead and move on. You need to go on to the left. I need to go on to the right and go on about our business.
So I'm about to talk about why older women date younger men now.
Older women dating older younger
women men. Date younger men. This I already know Don already gave us a lot of key. yeah, they don't have standards. Don already gave us a couple key thanks, sis. A couple key takeaways with that particular situation when she said, like, a lot of younger men have they stuff together a lot more. They're not coming into the relationships with these older women depending on the older women. They come into it because the reason why that's a big deal. The reason why that is a big deal is because, hold on, let me plug my computer back in. But the reason why that's a big deal is because women have always had to pay the bill.
That's true.
And take care of men in relationships. So, you know, now with men coming in things with their own situation, their own, you know, they just, y'all, we date, we having fun. And we don't have to worry about you needing me or me needing you. We don't worry
about that. Everybody got their own place to stay, their own car, their own everything.
And so in that, why would age matter? If you happy with dealing with this person, y'all got this going on. he got his own place, you got your own place. If y'all decide later on that you wanna you know, take it further than what it is, it's that's not a bad decision because y'all are in a stable situation.
Mm-hmm.
So men, so the younger men are coming into their own when they're coming with these older women now when they're making these approaches. So
they ain't just eating off y'all.
What we got? All I can say is I go for what you want. I mean, all I can say is go for what you want, and you got to ignore those judgment individuals. Mess around and miss some good no matter what way it goes. Listen.
That's so true.
That's a good piece of advice.
That is true.
Joe, what Joe said. We going to talk about... Joe, you almost made me say that on air.
Joe is off the chain, Joe.
Joe, I mean,
Joe.
Who getting their black back blown out, Kels?
Y'all real explicit today. Y'all very explicit today. Very explicit today.
When a nigga said we having a date night and not in the same city, go to the restaurant you want and I'll go to mine and y'all FaceTime.
Quick. What?
I think to my you fumble. Get off. I'm kind
of look, I'm like, what?
I'm about to tell you this for here. Okay. So older women and younger men. What's the key insights on that? We got some good takeaways from Dawn. We got some good takeaways on the older men dating the younger women and what they look for. But something else I forgot to say with that. We said the more sexually evolved, they're more sophisticated. Let me tell you something about an older man. When they get dressed, clean smelling, I think any man in general to me, especially
man that smell good. Oh,
you smell good, you look good. All that alone is a huge turn on. A nice dressed man is everything. Say one thing about a younger woman than the older man is that their table is already set. A younger woman trying to set their table no matter what. Well,
oh my god, y'all are these comments.
A lot of young women can't cook though, but for the ones who can, they laying it out for their man, and he don't have to come home and worry about nothing. Especially if they ain't working, they ain't got, you know, if they solely taking care about his man, baby, you better believe.
My first date always was me cooking for that person. The first date. Always been me cooking. We ain't got to go, I'll cook. You can go buy it and I'll cook. My first date always been me cooking.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to have to block them, Edge. I'm going to have to put them in timeout. They got a 5-minute timeout on here. I'll put it in. Older women by younger men. The younger men knocking the old.
I can't agree with you on that one, Kels.
I don't know, Kels, because listen.
I don't know about that one, Kels.
They're looking for experience too. But they is knocking back. They is blowing out bats though, because you ain't finna get no older woman who really sexually evolved and you come over here with a wee wee. I'm so sick of you and them two fingers.
Oh, baby, you gonna be
blowing her back out because she ain't laying up
and
with you.
You gotta think about it. You gotta think about us females. Like our sex drive really go the older we get. Baby, it go to a whole new level now. It go to a whole new level.
I'm telling you.
That little young Tenderoni got to know what he doing. She might school him a little bit, too.
He enjoying himself with her, though. He enjoying himself with her.
Yeah, because he learning some skills.
He enjoying himself with her.
She gonna teach him how to please her, and then he gonna be able to please anybody else that he end up dealing with.
Yep. That's true.
How that works.
Yep. So they're going to definitely, it's going to be a good experience just all around. It's going to be a really good experience all around. Just like the older man with the younger woman, she doing a lot, especially because this man want to go give him some, if he done took him some pills and he loaded up ready to throttle, and she got to be able to take it. And it's a lot of times these women that they marry and that done grew old with them and then they 50s too, they ain't ready to get, they don't want to deal with no pills.
Just depends, though. Just depends on that chemistry. Just depends.
I know one thing. I don't ever have to get into, I don't think that any older man that I've ever dated ever made me feel like I was a younger woman. They never made me treat me like I was a kid or nothing like that. Because what, like, why? Why would you? Mm-mm. If that's why you know this man is a real older gentleman or whatever, just like when older women date. But I was just about to say, one of the things they said that an older woman dates younger men for is because she can control the situation.
Now that's true. That's true. Because I know someone that likes, she dates none but older guys. I mean, younger guys. And
is it because she want to control?
She want to be in control. She want to be in control. All she mess with is younger guys. And I mean, when I say they young, baby, I'm talking about this chick is 38. She messing with 21, 22-year-old guys.
But they're not really mature guys. Then they real young guys.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you mess with these young guys when you got a daughter that's the same age as these young guys.
Yeah, they still got a quint. They surely do.
But you know, to each his own.
Kels, tell us about your experience. And you say your experience have been different, older and younger. What's the difference between the older one and the younger one? What were their differences? Who's making love to your old lady while you were making out? Shut up,
Joe. You're gonna get somebody cut.
It can't go either way. The chemistry. Yes, yes, yes. True indeed. I don't date people who I can control. I got kids. That's the difference, though, that you ain't. But see, you're not looking for nobody to control. It's women that, you know, it's older women who actually date so they can tell, because they don't want to, they don't want somebody who is in a stable mind like them. They don't want nobody who's completely settled like them so that they can have a little bit of leeway over them. And the only time I ever seen it is in a movie. Like, so when I saw the statement, I was like, control. But maybe it's a sexual.
And that's male and female. Because some older men, they like that, like they had a control and the power over that young person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that go both ways. Mm-hmm. Older women suck it differently. Wow.
Oh, okay.
That does go back to mindset. Don say it goes back to mindset. I've never dated a younger man. I've never done that. But I always wanted to experience it and see what it felt like. Not like somebody who 22, 23. I'm 39, so I would have needed them to be like maybe 7 years younger, something like that. Not a whole 10 years.
That, ooh. Jeez, a whole 10.
What that is? 27, 28? I don't know. That might be all right.
It depends. It just depends. But it's like you said, it depends on the mindset.
Yeah.
Because you can have you a good mature 27-year-old, 28-year-old. You can have you a good mature 25-year-old.
If I can talk to you or have to treat you like a child, I don't want you. I'm trying to tell you. Listen. I'm not wasting my time with that. That's stupid. Never in it for extra baggage. A man need to come built. That's your mama job. Tenfold.
Can't raise the man.
too much to type. We'll chop it up. Gotcha. But
Kel said, I ain't finna type no whole damn paragraph on this bit. Now you telling me to answer the question. I'm not finna type no whole paragraph.
What the fuck, Joe? Oh, because you trying to have babies.
Somebody come for you.
Put a limit of 2 years on somebody being older than you and you 38. But I forgot you trying to have babies. So, and that's another thing. That's another thing they said on here. Another reason why they older men date younger women is because older women have a clock.
Yeah, clock.
But then they say that younger women date older men because they ain't worried about no clock with the older man. They ain't got to worry about nothing. An older man still can have babies.
Yeah, that's true.
So
y'all better remember that now.
Yeah.
They still can plant that seed in your ski ski.
Still got a groove back. Y'all better start blocking your blessings. I'm telling you.
Y'all seen yourself.
Let me see. Older women love to the meat. Oh, shit.
Oh. All righty then, Kels. Okay. Okay, Kels.
Some ladies
club got to
get shot up. These people here today. Everybody had great points. Yes. Everybody had great points today. And I appreciate you all for definitely dropping y'all points and giving y'all feedback today, because a lot of it gives more understanding as to why people do what they do, as to why people date, why they date and how they date. A few more key points I want to run through before we jump out of here, because we're about to close out for the day. Some on the growing side as to why some men date older women, it gives them more time to grow, meaning the man. They can actually still grow when they're with this man, with this woman. They appreciate emotional stability. They love the energy of the older person. And the reason why I said older women are in control is because some younger men like older women to be in control.
That's a turn on for some people.
It's a turn on for some people. Some of them use it as a way to grow. It's not looked at completely as like she just telling me what to do and all of that. It's just like she might be guiding me or leading me and helping me get to the places that I'm trying to go without having to struggle to get there, because she's already done it. And one more point about how the younger women who date the older men, we said that older men follow more holistic lifestyles. They don't tend to care too much about what the outside world has going on. They kind of like tend to more of what they are doing because they're growing up. They're more sophisticated. They make better life choices as they age. And they're, again, the biological clock isn't ticking. And we, again, because men can have kids for a long time, y'all. Men can have kids for a long time. So, sup, Goose? Men can have kids for a long time. So make sure do not tune out the fact that you might find love in somebody that's older than you or younger than you. Do not push that situation to the side, because think about the fact that you can grow with people regardless of their age, height,
weight, color,
size. We stick with black people today. just make
they
sure
they could be blue purple. They could be brown.
Just a darker color. But so make sure you guys deal with and love on who you're supposed to love on. Don't allow people to make decisions for you. If you want to date somebody older than you, do it. Whoever you're interested in, take those chances. Don't hold back. But make sure you're doing what makes you happy. Because at some point everybody's gonna grow old and everybody needs somebody. Thank y'all for tuning in today. We really appreciate y'all. Appreciate your time, your dedication, and your support. Y'all had the comments lit. Thank y'all,
Connie.
This was hilarious.
Killing the comments. Look, we didn't even really get to the part in the show because y'all just killed the comments. But we appreciate that.
And the good thing about it, the comments got to actually fall in line with the conversation. So we appreciate y'all for tuning in, y'all. Y'all really did that today. Thank y'all. And go out, date who you want, love on who you want, make memories, take plenty of pictures. And always do what makes you happy. That's why I'm open from jump. That way no letdowns involved. Honesty is key. Let them know exactly what you want. Exactly. Because that's your piece. That's your piece. When I'm not putting your comment up there, I see it. But we're not going to even say nothing about it. y'all take care. Until next time. Next Wednesday, we celebrate my birthday on the show.
Birthday chick. Yes.